Hi, let's take a look back on March 22nd. Massive day in music. The Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, was released on this day in 1963. And how about this? It was on exactly the same day that the Bee Gees released their debut single. It was called The Battle of the Blue and Grey.
Now it's gone, gone, gone. Coaches have passed away. It's gone, gone, gone. There's truth in what I say.
Big birthday to start our celebrations for March 22nd. Milestone birthday for sci-fi icon William Shatner. He's 90 today. Just to put it into context, when the Beatles and the Bee Gees were releasing their debuts, William Shatner was 32 and had already made 7 movies. Here he is revealing the secret to feeling young.
Activity. I was on tour in Australia. I've got movies and 2 movies lying away. I'm just working hard and loving hard.
Australian children's TV favourite Don Spencer is 80. He was on Play School for 30 years.
Marching, marching, marching round the town.
Jazz great George Benson celebrates his 78th birthday today.
They say that I won't last too long.
Oz music legend Harry Vander is 75. The singer-songwriter-producer started with the Easy Beats before producing some of the biggest Australian albums of all time with his late partner George Young. They also had hits together as Flash in the Pan. Baron Andrew Lloyd Webber is 73, created the classic musicals Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Cats, and of course Phantom of the Opera.
I just write because I enjoy writing and I love being a part of the theatre.
And Academy Award-winning actress Reese Witherspoon is 45, still best known for her role in the Legally Blonde movies.
Brooke Wyndham wouldn't have had time to hide the gun before you got downstairs. Isn't that right?
Finally, Grace Stafford Lance died on this day in 1992, aged 88, starred in movies right through the 30s before her real claim to fame, giving this cartoon character its voice. Remembering Grace Stafford Lance, the voice of Woody the Woodpecker, on March 22nd.